Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for November the 15th, 2010. We'll begin court with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, and then the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one court, working for one function, and that is to make this place a better place, Jefferson County. Make our citizens know that we will work together to do what it takes, make sure we lead this county in the best main, means, and form as fashion. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every elected official in Jefferson County, so we can make sure that they do the right thing at all times. Lord, we ask that you make sure that the families in our county remember coming into the season, that Thanksgiving season, remember the reasons for the season. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take up a very important matter first today. Over under County Clerk, Item A. Consider and possibly approve order canvassing the result of the November 2nd, 2010 general and Bevel Oaks local option election in accordance with the Election Code Section 67.002. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion?
Second.
Second, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. And Mr. Shane Howard, all you need to do now is take an oath, and I think that's going to happen shortly, isn't it? I want to congratulate you, and I know you will do a wonderful job. We're also glad to have Mr. Tim Funches with us today. And always Susie Jane. Okay, county purchasing. Item A, approve specifications for RFP, lease of Jefferson County Downtown Jail Facility. B, execute, receive, and file renewal for IFB for a term contract for janitorial equipment and supplies with Jefferson County from November 10th, 2010 to November 9th, 2011 with Hygiena. Item C, execute, receive, and file renewal for IFB, term contract for janitorial equipment and supplies for the county from November 10th, 2010 to 2011 with sanitary supply. Item D, execute, receive, and file these renewals with Ecolab. Item E, renew term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County for a term from November 16th, 2010 to November 15th, 2011 with Petroleum Traders and RKA Petroleum. Item F, award term contract for inmate clothing and supply to Bob Barker, Charm Tech, Kentron Healthcare Inc., Robinson Textile, and Tab Textile Company Inc. Item G, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for the term contract for these supplies with Bob Barker. Item H is the same, only it is in regard to Charm Texas to execute, receive, and file that. Item I, execute, receive, and file the acceptance of the offer with Kentron Healthcare. Item J, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer with Robinson Textile, and item K, execute, receive, and file acceptance of the contract with Tab Textile. Item L, consider and possibly approve, receive, and file job order contract with Centerline Construction to repair mid-county offices, the election barn, building number 240, due to Hurricane Ike, in the amount of $70,642. This is in accordance with an interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item M, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the local government code, section 263.152, paren, little a, be auctioned by Horn Auction. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, December the 4th at 9 a.m. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion? Second? Discussion?
A question. Karen, do you guys, have y'all talked to Petroleum Traders and kind of resolved some of the issues we had? I think we need to hold this item until next week.
Where is it?
I want to hold this until next week.
Which item was it?
That is item E.
E?
Yes, sir.
Table it?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Any other discussion?
We have to have amendment to the motion.
Okay, somebody want to amend their motion of approving items A through D and F through M? Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioner, item A, consider authorizing the judge to enter or terminate a burn ban. Item B, receive and file executed waiver of recovery zone bond allocation. A notice of intent to issue recovery zone bonds. Item C, receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and West Jefferson Municipal Water District. Item D, consider and possibly approve, receive and file public officials bonds for J. Shane Howard, tax assessor, collector, for obligee Jefferson County Commissioner's Court and obligee State of Texas, Office of the Governor. Item E, receive and file this official oath for J. Shane Howard, tax assessor, collector. Item F, consider approving acceptance of Governor's Criminal Justice Division grant number 241-7701 of $29,000 for crime lab equipment. There's no cash match required. Item G, consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute an amended order regarding renaming of roads. Is there a motion on these items?
Second, and our question.
Okay.
Question would be for F. Linda, I think she's here. Do we have a list of equipment that we plan on purchasing? I was just making sure we had. Okay.
Any other comments?
We probably need to clarify that we're rescinding the burn ban. Okay.
Okay, will the motion also include tabling the burn ban?
Second it.
And the second's amended. Okay, no further discussion. All in favor of those items under County Commissioner with the exception of item A.
Bless you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, Item A, receive and file financial and operating statement for the month ending September 30th, 2010. It's an unadjusted audit or statement. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 346422 through check number 346665. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Tax Assessor Collector, Item A, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Yolanda Matthews for 26 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Tax Assessor Collector's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. But we did that first.
Okay.
Yeah. And wishing her well in her retirement. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion.
I think she's camera shy and didn't want to be here today. We're going to have a retirement party for her to Jerry Ware Terminal Friday morning. We're really going to miss Yolanda, first of all, that big smile. But in addition to that, as you know, we serve a lot of automobile dealerships in Mid and South County. And Yolanda's kind of been the go-to person for automobile title issues for a long time. She's been a real asset to that office, and we're going to miss her.
Hey, thank you for that. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering Department, Item A, consider and possibly approve final plat of Coastal Dust Subdivision, a private road subdivision being 83.37 acre tract containing 9 lots situated in the Ramsey H. Parker Survey A-651 and the TNNO Railroad Survey A-372. The clerk's file number 200704-5135 and 200704-5213 of the official public records of Jefferson County. Property is located on Todd Road, west of England Road, near the county line in Precinct 3. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. And that concludes our agenda.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for coming.